Hi, everyone. Welcome to the MRP Tech Podcast. This is episode 110. My name is Matt, and this is the weekly podcast discussing everyday tech for everyday people. This week's episode is entitled The System 76 Experience. And boy, what an experience it has been over the last week or so. And I want to talk about that with you in this week's episode and give you a review on the whole process of what it's like to purchase a System 76 laptop. Was it a good experience? Was it a bad experience? Or just a meh experience? We'll find out in this week's episode. If you are also curious, with this week's episode, I will be posting a unboxing of the new System 76 laptop that I had just purchased. I'll be posting an unboxing video on YouTube within the next couple of days and give you that side of the experience as well. So it's a two for one this week, and I hope you enjoy this week's episode. So let's just try to jump right in this episode. So about, let's say this past Monday, I'm recording on Wednesday night, I received my System 76 that I ordered about 11 days prior to that. So from the time that I clicked purchase to delivery was about 11 days. So first of all, just going back to last week's episode where I talked about the System 76 deals, I jumped on system76.com. They're having some back to school specials from now until, I believe, the end of August. And I was really curious about the company itself, what they had to offer. And I've been sort of on the verge of buying a laptop specifically meant to run Linux for a long time. Now, to take a step backwards, for several years, going back quite a bit, and let's just say in the past, I have purchased laptops specifically meant to run Linux. I was going to put Linux on them, I should say. And when I bought these laptops, I've always had trouble with something. So to give you an example of what I mean, maybe around 2012, 2013, I bought a Lenovo laptop, did my research, and everybody out there says most Lenovo laptops run Linux quite well. I looked up a specific model, found a really good deal, and got the laptop, didn't even boot into Windows, flashed a version of Linux on it, seemed like it was going to run great, so I installed Linux, and sure enough, there was a bug in the there was a battery bug issue that prevented Linux from booting on that machine. So I made the mistake and I wiped my drive out without backing it up because I didn't even want Windows on the machine. And then I had a pretty much useless laptop that it took 20 minutes for the system to boot. So I've had my fair share of bad experiences with hardware that doesn't work well for Linux. Now, I've also had my share of really good experiences. In my opinion, Dell has always been something that has worked well with a few workarounds like wireless cards and that type of thing. So I've been looking around quite a while, and I've been really looking forward to at some point really buying a laptop specifically meant to run Linux. Now, I'll start this episode just by saying once again that System 76 is not a sponsor of this show, and I'm just reviewing this just in case anybody else out there is interested in purchasing a laptop to run Linux. So I went on the System 76 website, and I knew basically what laptop I wanted. I was looking at the Gazelle. Now, I have an older Gazelle. It's the G7 from 2012-ish. I bought a couple years later. I bought it used on eBay and one of my favorite laptops. The prices were right around exactly what I wanted to spend in a machine. And so I ended up customizing my machine. So the first choice in the System 76 customize area is the operating system that you want to choose, whether it's PopOS or Ubuntu, both the 18.04 editions. And I went back and forth on what I really wanted to do, and I decided to stick with Ubuntu, knowing that I could download PopOS in the future. Next up, I picked the processor that I wanted, and I went with the 4.1 gigahertz Core i7 8750H. That is up to 4.1 gigahertz with 9 megabytes of cache, 6 cores, and 12 threads. Next up for memory, I maxed it out at 32 gigs of memory. For an OS drive, there was a lot of different options. I went with a 500 gigabyte SSD drive. And after that, I also picked an additional drive, a 1 terabyte spinning drive, just for all my additional data that I want to have. So it's got Wi-Fi up to 867 megabytes and also Bluetooth as well, with a 1-year limited warranty that covers basically all manufacturing defects. So it's a pretty beefed up system. Now, the first thing that I'm going to say is that the System76 website is so easy to use. Within less than 10 clicks, you probably can buy a new system. You customize the system that you want, and you've got it 10 or 11 days later. So, the website is beautiful. They offer great photos of each of their different laptops and desktops. The photos are very clear, crisp, beautiful photos. They still do not do it justice on the quality of these machines. So, what I mean by that, when the laptop was delivered, it came in a white box with the System76 logo on it. And you'll see this in the unboxing video. But as soon as I opened up the box, I was blown away on just how much thought was put in on how to ship this device, how to make sure it arrives safely. There was no styrofoam in the box. It was wrapped in plastic and around cardboard. The laptop was not going anywhere inside this box. It was neat, it was clean, and just an overall professional looking delivery. And as I unboxed the laptop, it became more and more clear what System76 was all about. So the experience from ordering, I hit order and processed my order. The next day I received a phone call from System76, and they said, hey, I actually missed the phone call, but they left me a message. They said, hey, thank you for your purchase. If you have any questions, feel free to contact us. We'd really like to hear from you. And when was the last time a company called you about a purchase to say thank you? I was pretty impressed with that. I've never received a phone call with anything I purchased. So I was pretty impressed with that. Just the message saying it was a real person. It wasn't a recording. Say, hey, you want to ask us a few questions? Give us a call back. Or you can go on your account and use the ticketing system. I thought that was a great touch. It took less than 30 seconds for them to do. And it was a way to say thank you for buying the laptop. So that was pretty cool. Now, pulling the laptop out of the box, there were some design features on the laptop that I didn't even notice before I even purchased it. The design on the outside of this laptop is absolutely stunning and beautiful. And in my opinion, this laptop kind of would be something that Darth Vader would use. I mean, it's pretty intense. This laptop is powerful, it's fast, and you could go dark side on it if you wanted to. You could go dark side with it. I'm just saying. So this is a system that I think will last me for years and years to come. What I really enjoy the most about this laptop thus far, here's a couple of things. Number one, it is a major upgrade since over the last few years in the design overall feel, the look, and polish of this laptop. My U-System 76, one of my favorite laptops of all time, basically had almost no design. It was a very plain-looking laptop, very simple. He got the job done. But this one has elegance and beauty to it that I think really needs to be noted. So the screen, it's a 1080p matte display. And some of my other laptops are glossy displays. Boy, do I really like this matte display. The backlit keyboard, I was expecting an either on or off setting with this keyboard. It came on. There are multiple different settings with the brightness that you can set up with this laptop. So depending on your the lighting around you. It will either automatically adjust, or you can do it yourself, which I thought was pretty cool. And just the fact of all the different peripherals that are included, it still has an Ethernet port, which I like. It still has VGA and HDMI, which I really like. It also has USB-C. So looking towards the future, USB 3 ports all around. So it's definitely something that is going to be useful, I'd say, for the next 10 years. It's got an SD card slot, which is great. And the keyboard itself is probably one of the best keyboards that I've ever used. It's very smooth, very easy to use. Someone who's a fast typer like I am, it's really just effortless. As far as the trackpad goes, the default trackpad in this laptop was a little slow at first for my liking, but shortly thereafter, going into the settings in Ubuntu, I was able to get it up to my liking. Very nice, easy trackpad to use. So all around, my first impressions of this laptop are just wow. I mean, it really has blown me away. It far exceeded my expectations on just about every level. In fact, as I pulled it out of the box, my wife said to me, "Now that is a laptop," just on first glance. And I completely agree. It is an impressive, impressive machine. So my recommendations thus far, System 76 has been an effortless process ordering from this company. This is a relatively new machine. I believe they were just upgraded in 2000, or excuse me, they were upgraded in June of 2018. So they're very new. As far as the sturdiness of these machines, my older System 76 had a very, the lid of the machine was flimsy, and sometimes, you know, that can be a little distracting. This is a solid, solid machine, and sturdy. I can't say enough good things about it. So, going forward, setting up Ubuntu on it was fairly simple. You booted right up, you create a username and password, and then you're basically done. Over the next few weeks, what I would like to do is I would like to review Pop! OS really quickly on this machine, do an episode on that, what I think about Pop! OS. System 76 designs their own Ubuntu variant with the mindset of wanting to have a Linux distribution for any software developers or computer science majors. They call it Pop! OS. I've got it dual booted right now on this new machine. I'm going to spend a little time with it, and next week I'm going to let you know what I think of it. How does it compare with Ubuntu, stock Ubuntu, and why would someone want to go with Pop! OS versus Ubuntu? And I'll tell you what my thoughts are on that next week once I have a little bit more time with it. But after that, and here's where you all are going to come into play. So after that, I'm ready to try a different Linux distribution that I'm going to run full-time on this machine. It's going to be a production machine, and I'm not really sure which one I want to go with at this point in time. I've got a few ideas, and if you've been in the Discord chat room, you've seen me post a link to a poll that I'm doing. And what I will do, I'll put this poll on my website, and I'll post it again on the Discord chat room. And what I'd like you to do is take a second and help me pick a distro to try on this machine. So what I'd like to do is see how many votes are out there, how many people have voted. And maybe I'll go with the top pick. Maybe I won't. But I'm curious what everybody else thinks I should try. So I don't know exactly off the top of my head which ones I have put on the poll. But most of them are in the top 10 of DistroWatch. So just naming a few off the top of my head. Manjaro, Linux Mint, Ubuntu, KDE Neon, Antergos, Solus, Fedora, and I believe there may have been a few more. I'm not exactly sure. Tell me which distro you think I should run full-time for production, live streaming, you name it, podcasting. This is going to be my setup, and it's going to be something I use daily. And I've been running Antergos for a really long time. I love it. And it's not that I want to back away from it. It's just I want to try something new for a long time. So you tell me what to do, and I will try to put that together and see if I can create a production system. If it doesn't work out, then I'll just go back to Antergos. If not, and if I really enjoy it, I'll stick with it. So that's where I'm at. I've got a dual-booted, brand-new System 76 Gazelle. It's the Gaze 13-mile, the Gaze G-A-Z-E 13 model. And boy, every time I use it, it surprises me more and more. The fans on this laptop are pretty quiet for what I expected. My other laptop, not so much. It was quite loud at times. So I'm impressed with that. Battery life is pretty decent at this point. I haven't needed to charge it yet. Set about 4.5 hours worth of use time. For me, the battery really isn't an issue. Most of the time it stays plugged in when I'm using it. I sort of use it as a desktop, and every time I need to record, I need that type of thing. It's going to be plugged in, but having that 4.5 hour window to carry it with me wherever I need it, that's always a plus. The battery on my old System 76 is dead, just like any other laptop. After years, the batteries will go, they'll die. So immediately if I unplug it, it shuts down. I'm glad to have some extra life in a battery. So that's a plus, and that's not really a big deal for me. So I still have about an hour and a half worth of battery left. I've tried several distros and with a USB flash drive. I've installed software on Ubuntu, installed Pop OS. So I've done quite a bit with it, and battery life is still there. So I'm interested to see how long it's going to last. I'm going to drain the battery and then charge it back up again. And next week I'll be recording from that machine and just give you an idea of that's what I plan on doing from now on, is that's going to be my podcasting rig too. So really excited about that. Trying to make a switch over to Linux as full-time as I can get, and we'll see where it goes. I'm really excited. So then the other thing that I mentioned is now I have a test machine, my old laptop. I'm going to be testing a lot of things with that. So if I didn't mention it last week, Linux from scratch is on the top of my list. I'd like to do that. And also a bunch of other distro reviews from DistroWatch. And now I have a machine to just fool around with, and I can actually install Linux distros on hardware and try it out and give you my thoughts on new and exciting, or maybe even the less exciting Linux distros out there. So I think this is a good decision, and I think this is going to last me a really long time. I was torn between System 76 and the XPS 13, but I like the 15-inch model. That's where I am at, and I was drawn more to System 76 as a company. And so it's not that I don't like Dell. It's just that I wanted a laptop specifically to run Linux, and I wanted to support that company. So that's where I spent my money. And so I will keep you posted on everything that's going on with this new machine, and we'll try it for the podcast next week. One of the things that I'm going to say is, if you are interested in System 76 laptops, you just go to system76.com. You can check out their laptops. You can check out their desktops. Boy, would I love to review more of these. Just try them out and take a review and send it back, because this is kind of fun checking out these machines that, as far as quality goes, was way better than I expected. And they're going to have a customer for a very long time, I think. And I'm excited to talk about System 76. So if you're just getting done listening to this podcast, within the next few days, I will have an unboxing video posted. Check that out too. I'm going to add some extra stuff in that video that you'll see that sort of goes in tandem with this podcast. And it's the first time I've really done an unboxing video. I don't normally do unboxing videos, but I thought in this case I will, because this is a new system and I haven't seen many other reviews on YouTube yet with the 2018 model of System 76. So I thought I'd help them out, because they're helping me out. I have a brand new System 76 laptop, really enjoying it thus far. And I want to give back again to them for creating a system built to run Linux. And I'm going to advertise for them on YouTube, and maybe somebody will watch it and maybe they'll get another sale from it. That's basically the, you know, the idea here, and hopefully I can help them out. So that's going to do it for this week's episode, guys. Next week, I'm going to review PopOS. Please go to the website and check out the poll that I'm doing for the distro of choice to run in the future. And I'd love to hear all of you guys. You can stop in and join our Discord chat room anytime. Just go over to mrptechreviews.com, click on that Discord button, and then just create a login and join us in the chat room. We'd love to hear from more of you. So that's going to do it for this week, guys. Thanks for listening. We will see you next time.